Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Fantastic. Have you caught a case of Barbie fever yet? Well, Greta Gerwig's summer blockbuster certainly has fans feeling pink ahead of its opening weekend. But did you grow up wanting to live in a Barbie world? And what is this pink explosion all about that we see all around us? Well, for more on this, Barbie superfan and founder and CEO of Goss Media, Ali Ryan, is on the line. You must be bursting with excitement, Ali, are you?
I think superfan is probably going too far, but I think
if you were to take
a quick glance of my Instagram today, you'd be like, you are a superfan. I just look like I'm trying to be a real life Barbie. I'm going to the premiere tomorrow night. A lot of media are, thank God. So we're really excited, but a lot of people are struggling to find something to wear. I am not struggling to find something to wear.
What is your fascination, Ali? What's wrong with you?
I think what's right with me is what the question is. Like, I think people have this bad idea of Barbie. Like, I remember growing up and having Barbie's clothes, Barbie's car, Barbie's dream house. It was never Barbie and Ken's dream house. It was Barbie's. So for me, Barbie has always been almost like this feminist icon. Like, I grew up being like, she's stylish, she goes shopping, she has a nice car, she's a nice house, she's off going to work every day. Like, Barbie is what you make it. And in my mind, when I was playing make-believe, that's what she was doing. And I grew up then wanting to go to Malibu, wanting to have long blonde hair, wanting to wear pink, which probably sounds ridiculous, but now, like, my brand, Goss.ie, it is pink. I do have long blonde hair. Like, it's not the worst thing to aspire towards. And I preferred playing with Barbies and playing make-believe stories than, you know, pretending to sweep the room or play with my fake kitchen, you know, which is a lot more geared towards old school ideas of women. I personally felt that Barbie was an independent woman. She was out doing her thing. For me, Ken didn't really come into it. And I think the thing I love about the movie is that it's bringing a whole new generation of Barbie fans in, but this time it's with a twist. Like, Greta Gerwig, she's a feminist, she's an amazing writer. There is going to be a bit of a twist with this movie, and it's really going to turn people's idea of Barbie around, I think. And I know a lot of people don't know the story yet, but it really is to show you can be your Barbie, you don't need to have Ken. And I think people are going to be very surprised by what the movie is actually really about.
Yeah, I have very mixed feelings about it, Alexandra. I just, because I didn't like Barbie. I never liked Barbie. I sort of hated Barbie.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm so sorry. So I sort of immediately react against all things Barbie then. Mm-hmm. But I looked at the trailer for some of it before the show today, and I saw the Ryan Gosling singing Ken's song.
Yes.
And it just looks to me like a movie full of joy, actually. And as you say, yeah, Ken is in the bit that I saw, like, singing the song trying to get Barbie to notice him. So as you say, it's really not about Barbie running around after Ken. It seems to be the opposite. So maybe it's just about a bit of joy. Is that all?
I think, you know? So. And I think it's going to really change the conversation around Barbie. And I think the movie is quite a lot to do with masculinity and femininity too. Because we have to remember, right, the conversation's about Barbie. What effect did she have on young girls? Blah, blah, blah. What about Ken? There's a lot of boys that maybe wanted to play Barbies when they were younger and they weren't really allowed. Now the posters for Barbie, there's boys playing with Barbies in them. I had a quick look on a toy store earlier to see what Barbies are available. There's Barbies in wheelchairs. There's different ethnic Barbies, different size Barbies. It really has changed. And I think there's our inner child all wanted to be Barbie in some way, and maybe that wasn't represented before. I do think in the movie we'll probably get some sort of ending where Barbie and Ken don't really need each other at all. They just need themselves. I think that's going to be the vibe. I haven't seen it yet, but I think that's what it's about. And that's why I love the Pure campaign that it's taken over, because aesthetically we're like, ooh, pink, glitter, fun. I don't think people are realizing what it's about, and I think it's going to be really heartwarming. I think people, boys and girls, will walk out and be like, okay, I get it now.
That's
what I love about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of messages, and I know you say there's lots of different Barbies, like in the different sort of shapes and sizes and all of that, and colours and everything. But Barbie, original Barbie, is she not a little bit problematic? Is she not?
Oh, no, she is. She is. Like, now, I will say, when I was that small, I wouldn't have noticed things like that. I think it's something you notice when you get older and you're a teenager and you're starting to question your own body shape. Like, I remember when I was a teenager going, God, waist like that don't even exist. Mm. I mean, like, the original Barbie is not physically possible. You know, you wouldn't be able to bear a child with those hips. So, yeah, the original one is very problematic. But I do think in the last decade or so, toy companies in general, they are trying to do better. They are trying to make changes. And that's why I like that the movie's getting a resurgence, because if someone was to play with the Barbie now and know the kind of older Barbies, they might not feel like they fit in. But I don't know if you've seen much of the trailers, but there's a lot of different sizes, ethnicities, all types of people in it.
I don't know.
That's
Hang
why
on
I think
a second.
It's a new time for
I must say I am shocked at listening to two exponents of female power in Ireland in 2023. To me, you both sound like victims of 1980s conditioning. You think this is okay because she wears pink clothes or the glamour or the glitters and the holidays, or you think it's okay because Ken is chasing Barbie? I mean, come on.
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
You said it's okay. You liked it because Ken is now chasing Barbie instead of the other way around.
Well, I didn't
you're
want to see...
You're victims of 1980s conditioning.
What's wrong? I don't understand what you're saying.
No.
The thing is, what's wrong with the idea.
In 1980s, as a child, as a young girl growing up, and this is what you were sold by multinational company America.
Well, I wasn't sold anything. Let's be clear. Like, I wasn't sold anything. But my point
is, you think this movie's okay, Sarah, because Ken is not chasing. It's chasing Barbie. It's not the other way around.
I think that I was relieved to see.
You were enticed by it.
No, what I was enticed by actually was the music and the joy and the colours and the dancing and the bright colours.
You're leaving the door open.
For what?
You started this conversation saying you didn't like Barbie at all. One little glance at the trailer and you totally switched.
I was, actually. That's my point, because I felt it was sort of full of joy.
It's sad, really.
Ali?
No, it's very different. I'm excited for you, Doc. I really hope you watch it, because it is very different. Like, you're judging it based on what Barbie was like when we grew up I grew up in the 90s. But the point of this movie is that it isn't. Like, most people are saying, if you hate Barbie, you will love this movie. That is what people are saying. That's what critics are saying. Because, well, you see, the plot is embargoed till tomorrow, but it's because it's not what you think it is. It's basically your point of view put into a movie and changing people's ideas of what Barbie should be. And that's why I'm excited about it. Of course, my inner child's excited because I loved Barbie then. But now, as a grown woman and successful businesswoman, I'm more excited that the idea of Barbie is going to be changed. And that is what the movie is. It's getting critical acclaim for a reason. We're not airheads going around just wishing we'd like little chihuahua in our pink bag. It's more than that. And that's going to be the message of the movie, and I hope you watch it, because it's really going to change.
Maybe I'm just being defensive because I think Ken never got the fair deal that he ought to have got over the years. Poor Ken is right. Well, look, I can't wait to see the movie myself now. You've totally switched me. Ali Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.